Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo. And Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out savesiblings.com for more, and follow us on Instagram at savesiblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing don't put yourself in a box.
Don't do it. Don't box yourself in.
It is so easy to, in our own minds, limit what we believe we are capable of accomplishing.
Yes.
Whether it's through your life circumstances and how you've always done this or always been this way. And we subconsciously set these limits in our minds that are absolutely not true.
Lies from the pits of hell.
And what we wanted to encourage everyone today to do is to start to remove those limits by branching out and doing things that you have perceived yourself as maybe not being able to do or not good at. Because once you do that, you start to understand the real power that you possess.
Something magical happens.
It really does. And unless you've experienced it,
you don't know.
You don't know.
Tell them the story. Tell us a great story or a great life circumstance.
I'll tell you a story.
I'll tell a story.
It's story time.
So I'm scrolling on Facebook, right?
As most of us do.
I see this random video of a bunch of different life hacks. Each one is like 3 to 5 seconds, right, of the video. The video is like, let's say, 2 minutes and 9 seconds or whatever. It's going through. I see a bunch of random stuff. Then I, out of nowhere, just see this random quick, like really quick. It's literally like 3 to 5 seconds. This really quick time lapse of this brick fire pit. And it was intoxicating to my eyes. I was like, oh my goodness.
You were intrigued.
I want that fire pit, and I'm going to make it today. And I start Googling bricks, because that was one of the things I saw that was a part of the fire pit. It was these red bricks. So I start going on Home Depot, right? HomeDepot.com. I search bricks. I find the bricks. I see that they're like, one brick is like 68 cents. So I'm like, pause the video at the fire pit part, and I literally count, like, how many bricks is this? Come to find out, it's about 120. Then I go and search the price of what that would be at Home Depot, and it's like $72.68 with tax or something like that. So I get all fired up. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go to Home Depot and get these bricks and make this fire pit. Meanwhile, a little bit about me. I am in no way, shape, or form a blue-collar type person.
No.
Type guy where I'm like, oh, let me paint.
Not
let me do yard work.
He's
like,
the opposite,
I despise
actually.
All of that type of stuff.
It's like two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. I'm not a builder. I don't build stuff. Just not my element, so to speak. Never really done it. Never been around it. So I thought, you know, this isn't really for me. I've never really been like that. I'm not going to do this. But I just was like, I want a fire pit. I'm going to make this. And I just made up in my mind, the day will not end until I have made this fire pit in the backyard. I go to Home Depot. I get the bricks, right? Meanwhile, it's insane because you literally have to place and count out each brick you want on a little
rate. Side note, Home Depot, what the heck? Like, that's ridiculous. Y'all gotta get a better system than that because that's insane.
I'm literally placing bricks with this, with
one
the guy.
One by one.
I'm pretty sure his name was Brian, if I remember correct.
Whatever, the slab.
One by one on this cart thing.
Or cart.
And I'm in my head, I'm like, there's no way we are actually about to place 120 bricks on this thing. Like, are you just going to do it, Brian? Or, I mean, I was helping out, but I was like, what is going on?
Good Lord.
So anyway, I get the bricks. Then I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me get some lump coals, too. So I got a bag of lump coals.
Everything you need for a fire, essentially.
Basically.
Then he comes home.
I come home.
I'm like, what's happening?
It's all in the trunk. I get a wheelbarrow from the shed. And I legitimately start wheelbarrowing these
cement bricks down the hill of our backyard. I'm looking out the window like, what is this boy doing? He's like, I'm going to build a fire pit. I was like, oh, wow, okay, you go.
And about two and a half hours later, it's finished.
And gorgeous. A masterpiece. It looks like something out of a Better Homes and Garden catalog that you would pay thousands of dollars for. And he built it himself. And we're sitting here like, can you imagine if when he saw this picture, he had been like, oh, I can't build this, but that must be nice.
Like, we are not, I'm not telling this story.
You can't limit yourself.
I'm not telling the story to brag about how I built a cool looking fireplace or fire pit. I'm telling you this story because us as humans
pay attention.
Remove the limits that we've placed in our minds from our life circumstances.
Yeah. Or maybe people have placed them there. Maybe it wasn't on
you. Better
maybe
preach
someone
it.
Someone placed it there.
You need better
to remove
preach it.
It's your job to remove it. This is your mind.
Who told me I can't build stuff?
Exactly. Who
I don't
told
know.
You you're not beautiful?
You better preach it.
Who told you you can't do something?
Who told you you can't start that business?
Yeah.
Who told you you can't get into that college? Who
Amen.
Told you that you are not going to be the first one in your family that owns multiple homes?
Exactly.
Who told you?
Who told you?
Because it wasn't your creator.
Amen.
And you need to begin to remove all of those limits
all
that you've set
them.
For yourself. Because then something beautiful happens when you realize that the human ability is beyond what any of us could ever imagine.
Exactly.
We are capable of anything
so much
that we decide in our minds.
So much.
And we just wanted to
express
the importance of it today.
Yeah.
Remove the limits. You can do anything that you set your mind to.
Amen.
Despite what anyone has told
you
or what you've told yourself.
People love to talk. People love to talk.
You better preach it. All right, let's get to the Sunday Shocker. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have he work caution. Let's see it. It's not a Guys, I saw this and it shook me to my core. Even though when I thought about it more, I was like, this actually isn't that shocking, but it is at the same time. It's like on the fence, on the line. Trick-or-treating has officially been banned in LA counties due to concerns about controlling the spread of COVID-19.
Whoa.
I saw this and was shook. There's probably going to be no trick-or-treating this year. I just think that's insane.
That's crazy to think about.
I was like, trick-or-treating has already been banned in an LA county, in LA.
Wow.
I was like, oh my Lord.
I'm shocked right now.
It's shocking, but it's also like, but I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
but it's also like, but that's wild to me.
That's crazy.
Something that I mean, we've done our whole lives, that kids have done. It's just such a kid thing. Like, I love getting trick-or-treaters, and it's just like, it's being banned.
Shout out to the youth right now. If you're a youth and you're listening,
our heart goes out to you.
We love you. It is going to get better.
Jesus loves you.
It is not the end. It is going to get better.
This is just
Hold on, a
valley.
Hold on.
And a lifetime of peaks.
You better preach it. All right, party people. Do not forget to subscribe. Share the podcast with a friend. Leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment. Check out savesiblings.com for more. And follow us on Instagram @SaveSiblings. And don't forget to read your Bible.